Hey everyone, welcome back to the Saturday Morning Hustle Podcast. It's Saturday, we're in the office hustling, grinding, getting stuff done. That's what we do on this podcast. And I'm going to revisit an episode we did 2 weeks ago, the lessons learned, business management process lessons learned from Dalton, main character in the movie Roadhouse from the 80s. You remember that one? We talked about the business process management that we learned from Dalton, the way he whipped the double deuce bar into shape in order to save it from financial ruin. Today, we're going to actually take some lessons from the bad guy in that film. You know, we've done this before. One episode we talked about the latest Batman movie, The Penguin, actually had some leadership skills and some management skills that we had a conversation about on this podcast. But today, we're going to talk about the Roadhouse bad guy. The rich old guy who was causing trouble for everyone, trying to run the double deuce out of business so he could take it over like he had done everything else in their small town. That's Brad Wesley was the name of this character, but he actually did some things. I know he's the bad guy, but he was doing some things in a right way. And then ultimately, he had some motivation and some strategy that was incorrect, which is why he failed. And spoiler alert, you know, movie's been out now since the 80s, so surely you've seen it. If not, please go see Roadhouse, the original, not that remake that's coming out on Hulu or Netflix or whatever it is with Jake Gyllenhaal. No offense, but it just can't be the same. It's Patrick Swayze. He's not with us anymore. So it's a classic, cult classic. We talked about it 2 weeks ago. Today, we're going to talk about Brad Wesley, the things he did well. He was a very rich man, very successful, so he knew how to do things, but his motivation and his ultimate tactics, strategies, good tactics, bad strategies, led to his downfall and being defeated by the bouncer, the head bouncer, the cooler, Patrick Swayze's character, Dalton, in the movie Roadhouse. So here we go. Leadership and business lessons from the bad guy in Roadhouse, Brad Wesley. It's Saturday. I'm in the office. You know what that means, the Saturday Morning Hustle Podcast. No hyperbolic hustle culture, just brutally honest, straightforward business advice and motivation every Saturday for entrepreneurs, business owners, or anyone pursuing success. You can't just work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and hope to become the next big thing. You gotta work smart, work hard, put in extra effort while everyone else is sleeping, playing games, or wasting time. Maximize bonus time to get more work done. This podcast is for anyone willing to come in early, stay late, hustle on the weekend to be truly great. So the first time we're introduced to this character, Brad Wesley, the obnoxious rich guy who runs his town, his county, the small place that they're in because he has all the money and he owns all the businesses. The first time we meet him, he's just driving down the road. Not a care in the world. He has great work-life balance. He's not tied to a desk. He's not in an office. He's enjoying the sun in a beautiful convertible he's driving, and everything's going well because he has people working. He has things in place. His business is running without him, so he is out enjoying a beautiful day and a drive. Now, it turns out he runs our hero, Dalton, the Patrick Swayze character, off the road because Brad is a big old jerk, but he has work-life balance. So first lesson is trying to achieve work-life balance can be done, but what you do with it, of course, is more important. So simply having work-life balance isn't the key. What you do with it is really the lesson. But Brad found it because he had built up essentially an empire, but systems, processes, organizations, people that had responsibilities, etc., so that he didn't need to be doing those things. He could go out and take a nice drive and run people off the road because he was that kind of guy. But one of the main lessons we can learn from Brad Wesley in this film is he delegates a lot. The first half of the movie, it's not him confronting the folks at the Double Deuce and trying to get all up in the business of running them out and taking over the property. He is sending surrogates. He sends a nephew who works at the establishment. He sends a kind of tough guy to give a warning. He sends his personal attorney, who was not a very good attorney because he was doing a lot of unscrupulous things, but that's how those characters kind of happen in films like this, right? To represent him officially. And all of them trying to give hints and then warnings and then eventually telling them you don't want to make Mr. Wesley mad. You don't want to get on his wrong side. They were trying to create some expectations that could be delivered upon. So good communication, just coming from a bad place. So he delegated authority until it was time for him to interact himself. And like a good leader, he did get his hands dirty. He did throw a couple of punches at himself. He did get in the fray, if you will, metaphorically and literally, because he was willing to do the things he was asking his other people to do. So he sent employees, he delegated that authority when that didn't work, when he had to get himself involved as essentially the leader or the CEO in this situation. He was willing to do everything he had asked his team, his staff, his employees, his surrogates to do as well. That's actually good leadership. You have to admit that. But when it came time to change his tactics and develop a different strategy. So Brad Wesley had a strategy for running the other businesses out of town and controlling things as a bad guy would, sort of a mini mafioso, if you will. But that strategy wasn't working with Dylan or Dalton. I always want to say Dalton is Dylan, but it's Dalton. Dalton, Patrick Swayze's character, because he was cleaning up the Double Deuce Saloon that he was working at. So he had to adapt and adjust. We've talked about that on the podcast before, right? The importance of adapting and adjusting when things don't go well for you. He needed to change his strategy and then be more personally involved as well. That sounds like managing a business, right? There are actually very great lessons there. So he changed the tactics because the strategy changed. He took a different approach and he was winning for a while until he made a few mistakes and errors in judgment, et cetera. And that came from the fact that his strategy and his motivation was all from the wrong place. So he had smart ideas and it was working until it wasn't working. And unexpected outcomes happened that he wasn't prepared for because his strategy was all wrong. His strategy was to run his competitors out of business, to tear other people's buildings down, essentially, so he could build his own or he could have the taller version. He didn't compete with offering something better or just offering something different and letting the citizens of that town and that county decide where they wanted to go, where they wanted to spend their money. Instead, he was underhanded. He was unethical. He was unscrupulous. And he was only looking at anyone who wasn't in his organization as competition and as a problem and as someone that needed to be crushed and destroyed. That's not how real business gets done in the real world. It's entertaining in a film. It's fun to watch the bad guy kind of come up with these ideas. But we all know ultimately in fiction, the hero is going to find a way to come back because the bad guys don't adjust and adapt and adopt as well as they should. So Brad's strategy was completely wrong, which was to eliminate the competition. Instead, in business, you have to work in contrast to your competition to create differentiation. Let them do what they do. You do what you do with the audience that's attracted to the way you're doing it. Be an alternative. Be different, not better, not bigger, not the old only choice. People don't appreciate that either. So the reason that Dalton, our hero, wins ultimately is because he had a better strategy and a better motivation for building up his business, not tearing down Brad Wesley's business. Brad Wesley was motivated in the wrong ways and thus had a wrong strategy. So even though his tactics worked for a while, he made progress, he did things, he made a quick buck and probably thought he was winning, because that's how the action happens in a film like this, right? To get us all invested in that final big fight. He ultimately failed because his strategy was wrong about trying to destroy instead of compete on value. And his motivation was wrong because he was looking at only benefiting himself and not benefiting others. You win by benefiting others, by creating value in your community, by offering things that people are happy to pay for, willing to pay for. They come back and you do repeat business over and over again. That's how you build business relationships. Brad Wesley was not interested in building relationships. He was just taking money, taking the fast route, taking what he thought was the shortcut, and taking what he thought he deserved simply because he thought he was special. So his motivation was wrong, which means his strategy was wrong, which means even though the tactics he was using in the short term were effective, he was winning the fight, if you will, but ultimately the people who supported the double deuce and supported Dalton and his group and the townspeople and the other business owners came together to push back on his bad strategies and his bad tactics, and ultimately they failed. So some good things you can take from Mr. Brad Wesley, the bad guy in Roadhouse, and then when you combine them with the good things, the solid philosophy, the business process management, the leadership, the team building, the culture that Dalton had established, were the business that he was protecting, you can ultimately see why one wins and why one loses and why we cheer for one and we want to be a part of one. We want to work for someone like Dalton because he's doing all the things in all the right way. And we boo and hiss and totally do not want to work for or know or participate or support with our money a bad business leader, a bad leader like Brad Wesley. We don't want to be on his side. We don't want to do business with him, even if we're forced to because he's the only option in town. We still begrudgingly do it. We find ways not to do it, as opposed to the positive outlook, the positive motivation, the positive strategy that Dalton and his crew were putting together, and then how they executed it. So their strategy was in the right way because their motivation was right, which means that their tactics executed consistently and to the strategy ended up in better results for them than the guy who was taking the shortcuts, having the tactics that were temporary and not long-term, not thinking big picture, having the wrong strategy because he had the wrong motivation. But he had work-life balance for a while, and then, of course, ultimately it all comes crashing down. So the bad guy who starts out without a care in the world actually creates all the problems that ends up ruining that work-life balance for him. So deservedly so. It's fun to think about in fiction. We try to avoid those things as much as possible in business. That's why we have conversations like this on the Saturday Morning Hustle. I appreciate you guys tuning in again this week. I hope if you have not heard the Dalton Business Process Management episode from 2 weeks ago, go check that out. There's great positive reinforcement from the things he did in that film that we can use in our businesses. Now we've talked about the things we will stay away from in our businesses: proper motivation, proper strategy, and then the tactical execution that all benefits, creates value, and does more for people, competing on differentiation and competing on value, not competing on elimination or destruction of your competitors. The competition is actually good for business. So don't try to crush your competitors. Don't try to tear anyone else's building down. Build what you build with the audience that you can attract for all the right reasons, and then you can create sustainable, repeatable success. Good luck. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave a comment, leave a review, share with a friend. I would really appreciate that. Follow and engage on social media, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and this Saturday Morning Hustle Facebook fan page. All the information, all the past episodes, all the Saturday Morning Hustle Entrepreneur AF and Coffee and Donuts swag is at SaturdayMorningHustle.com. See you next week.